السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hashr, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ or you who believed, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ fear Allah, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ and every single soul should see what it has sent forth for tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day when we are going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that day, tomorrow, will start as soon as we take the final breath in this dunya. As soon as we taste the death and we leave this dunya, that tomorrow will begin. And each one of us, we need to hold ourselves to account with regards to the preparation for next life. As Sayyiduna Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala used to say, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Hold yourself to an account before you are held to an account before Allah dhul Jalal Ikram on the Day of Judgment. And in order for each one of us to hold ourselves to an account, we need to look into our priorities in this dunya, in this life. When it comes to our priorities, each one of us, we need to review our priorities. Is our priority the next life, the hereafter, the akhirah, pleasing Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram and the Jannatul Firdaus, or our priority is this dunya? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that is reported by Imam At-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man kanatil akhiratu hamma, whoever makes the akhirah, the next life, his main goal and his focus, ja'alallahu ghinahu fi qalbi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills his heart with richness, even if he has very little of the wealth of this dunya, he will feel that he is the richest person on this earth. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ, be content and satisfied and happy and be pleased with that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. And if you do so, تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ, you will be the richest amongst the people. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ, the richness is not by accumulating a lot of wealth of this dunya. Rather, the richness is the richness of the heart. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever makes the akhirah his main goal and concern, ja'alallahu ghinahu fi qalbi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills his heart with richness, wa jama'a lahu shamla, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala organizes and puts his affairs together. So meaning that it is very easy for him to deal with the matter of the dunya. One after the other, he can easily deal with those matters and with those affairs of this dunya. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, وَأَتَتِ الدُّنْيَا لَهُ وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ, and the dunya will come, dunya itself will come towards him, even if he does not run after dunya and he does not seek the dunya actively. Rather, his main goal is akhirah and the next life. And within the same hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا هَمَّ, and whoever makes the dunya his main goal, his focus, all he knows is about dunya. He wakes up in the morning, he thinks about dunya, and he runs after dunya, and his main concern is the dunya, and he does not think about akhirah, and he does not make any preparation for next life, for his grave, for standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Man kanati dunya hamma, whoever makes the dunya his main goal and his focus and his main concern, ja'alallahu faqrahu bayna aynayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place the poverty right in front of his eyes. Meaning, then he will continue running after dunya, and he may be able to accumulate a lot of wealth of this dunya, yet he will consider himself amongst the poor, amongst the poor people, because his heart is never satisfied. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَوْ كَانَ لِبْنِ آدَمَ وَادِيَانِ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ لَبْتَغَى ثَالِثًا, if the child of Adam is given two full valleys of wealth, he will run after the third one, because he will see and he will consider that two are not enough for him. لَا يَمْلَأُ جَوْفَ ابْنِ آدَمَ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ, the belly of the child of Adam cannot be filled except with the mud of the grave. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ, Allah says, your zeal and your desire for accumulating the wealth of this dunya and gathering the dunya, it has distracted you from your main focus and goal. حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ, until you visit the graves, you visit the cemeteries and you visit the graves, yet you do not take any lesson. that those who are buried in those graves, they were on this earth like you are on this earth, and they were running after dunya. But when they left the dunya, they went empty-handed. Man kanat ad-dunya hamma, whoever makes the dunya his main focus and goal, ja'ala Allahu faqrahu bayna 'ayni, Allah will place the poverty right in front of his eyes. All he sees is poverty. It's not enough. It's never enough for him. Rather, he will continue running after dunya. وَفَرَّقَ اللَّهُ لَهُ شَمْلَهُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disorganize his affairs. His affairs will be scattered. He will continue dealing with his problems and the difficulties in this dunya, the issues and the problems. He may deal with one, and by the time he deals with the first problem, the second one is waiting for him. And he starts dealing with the second problem, then the third one is waiting for him. And like this, he continues living the life of this dunya, dealing with his problems one after the other. Because this is a punishment for him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَرَّقَ اللَّهُ لَهُ شَمْلَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had disorganized and scattered his affairs for him. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَمْ يَأْتِهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا قُدِّرَ لَهُ. As for the dunya, for after which he runs and he spends his days and nights, لَمْ يَأْتِهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا قُدِّرَ لَهُ. He will be given from the dunya only whatever Allah had decreed for him when he was in the womb of his mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ, whoever intends the harvest of the next life, نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ, we increase for him in his harvest of the next life. Meaning, you perform one single good deed, you will be rewarded minimum 10 times on the day of judgment. This is what Allah says, نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ, we'll increase for him his harvest. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا, and whoever intends the harvest of this dunya, he wants to get the results of his efforts within this dunya, and all his efforts are for the dunya only. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا, Allah says, whoever intends the harvest of the dunya, we give him some of it. Not everything that he has planned for. And it is a reality. You may have a big plan for the dunya. That I'm going to expand my business for next 5-10 years like this. And very few people achieve those plans and those goals. There are hurdles, there are problems, there are issues. And those who run after the dunya, they make big goals. They have big goals to achieve. But Allah says, نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا, we give them and we allow them to achieve some of it, not all of it. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ, and in return, they will have no share in the akhirah. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. This is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brother and sister in Islam, as a Muslims, we need to make the akhirah our end goal, our main focus, our main concern. As for this dunya is just a means. The wealth of the dunya and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with in this dunya, we should utilize it in order to achieve our main goal and in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your life, your time, your wealth, your skills, your qualification, whatever Allah has blessed you with, utilize it in order to please Allah, in order to prepare for your next life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand. Innahu sami'un qareeb. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله Ma ba'd. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the dua that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite most frequently was the dua Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Our Lord, grant us good in this dunya and grant us good in the next life and save us from the punishment of the fire. And this dua is in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this dua in Surah Al-Baqarah. And before mentioning this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in an ayah, before this ayah, فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Amongst the people are many those who say, O Allah, give us dunya. O Allah, give us dunya. Whenever they raise hands, they ask for dunya. O Allah, increase my wealth, increase my business, give me more, more and more. Whatever they ask about the dunya. Whenever they ask about dunya. Allah says, if this is the case, for such people, مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, for them, there is no share in the next life. And then Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ, and amongst the people are those who say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا. Amongst the people are those who say, O Allah, grant us good in this dunya and grant us good in the next life and save us from the punishment of the fire. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say. And that is why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to repeat this dua very often. In another dua, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allahumma la taj'ali dunya akbar hammina wa la mablagha ilmina. O Allah, do not make the dunya my biggest concern. O Allah, don't make the dunya my biggest concern. Each one of us, we need to ask ourselves, is the akhirah our main concern or is the dunya our main concern? And this is what Umar bin Khattab said, hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Hold yourself to an account before you are held to an account before Allah dhul jalal wa ikram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to make the akhirah our main goal and focus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good in this dunya and grant us good in the next life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the punishment of the fire. Innahu sami'un qarib mujib. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim wa salli alayhi. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى عصوا الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. We have two short important announcements. Inshallah. The Al-Bina program, inshallah, will continue today with our Seerah class by Sheikh Abu Rayyan, straight after the Isha Salah. And this Saturday, we have our second lecture of the series of the characteristics of Ibadur Rahman. Tomorrow's lecture is titled, Fight the Fire, the Power of Tahajjud. Also delivered by our Sheikh Mustafa Abu Rayyan, straight after the Maghrib Salah. Jazakumullahu khair.